Until I say yes.
Until I say yes.
From my free will.
From my free will.
To obey you.
To obey you.
Is my ultimate goal.
Is my ultimate goal.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
As you take me on this journey.
As you take me on this journey.
Whether it's understood or not.
Whether it's understood or not.
Give me the grace to make the right decision.
Grace,
because the future of the kingdom,
in this region, is at stake.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. On Sunday, we were in John chapter 14, and I'm going to take you back there because that's what I heard on Sunday. It's not finished. And John 14 has a lot of ammunition about understanding the different levels of the love of God for us and what he's looking for us to obey. Many of these verses we've quoted on Sunday, but I'm going to back it up to verse 12. I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do. And he will do even greater things than these, because I go to the Father. When you and I are dedicated to the point that it's important for us to steadfastly believe. That's not a part-time believing system, that's a full-time. Verse 13 says, and I will do, I myself will grant whatever you may ask in my name, presenting all I am, so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son. Whatever you may ask in my nature. The relationship has to be there. And it's important that if that relationship is not there, you're going to be disappointed. 14. Yes, and I will grant, will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name, presenting all that I am. If you really love me, you will keep and obey my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. So even in the heavenly realms, you're going to have the Holy Spirit. He's going to be in charge of your spirit. I believe that's showing us a picture of the cloud of witnesses. They are under the same anointing of spirit that you are. They're connected. They're connected because the Holy Spirit is not divided. He's not a schizophrenic. So Holy Spirit is on the job in them as well as in you, making us the church complete. And that was important last night on that vision of the people of God on each side of the river. If I remember correctly, they were tossing gold coins in the river.
Yes, Virginia.
And they were in harmony with the cloud of witnesses,
yep,
pressing them on, encouraging them.
Didn't Dutch say at one point that he could feel the witnesses there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There was an awareness.
Yeah.
We've had that here many times. 17. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive. Notice again, that's giving you a warning that you want the networks to speak truth. They can't do it. They can't. It's not in them. They're doing what their father is telling them to do. and their servants of Baal. Not complicated. And that's one of the things that at least now I don't get so upset if I listen to some of that stuff. Because I know the source, I know what's happening, I know who they're working for, and they're not part of my kingdom. So I don't need to put any time in there. But I can tell you this, those who listen to those networks, they will be indoctrinated by the professing word from the prophets of Baal. That's what's really happening. Those are prophets of Baal. They're false. They're prophesying from the demonic realm, and they're very good at it. Anybody that thinks that they're not good at it, you've got news coming. They've got how much of this country clouded over by deception and lies and the coordinates that go with it. And their kingdom pays well.
Here.
Here. The eternal benefits are going to be very disappointing. And our job is to, as the Lord leads, I stress this, as the Lord leads, pray for them when the Holy Spirit tells you to. Because there are some potential challenges ahead where they will bow their knee when they see. Just remember, there were many Hebrews that had their homes ready to take in the Egyptians that would come to the door and say, "Would you let me in?" And I believe there was a lot of Egyptian families that were set free that night. Okay? Them and their families and their firstborn. 17, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to its heart, because it does not see him, nor know and recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly. So at that point, that's where they were. He was living with them, but not in them. But it says clearly, and will be in you. So he was prophesying there about Pentecost. He was saying, it's going to happen. The Spirit of Truth will be inside. 18, I will not leave you orphans, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, helpless, and I will come back to you. Just a little while now, and the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that time, when that day comes, if you don't have a circle around that day, it might be wise to do so. You will know for yourselves that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. So the coordinates are awesome. Because where the Son is, the Father is also. He's doing his work through you by his same Spirit of Truth. The person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me. So in other words, when you and I are obedient to his calling, rather than to the pressure of life, the pressure of lusts of the world and all of its seductions, keeping them, I'm going to back it up. The person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me. And whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him. And I will show, reveal, manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him. I shared with some of you earlier about my grandson's wife hearing from the Lord that Bob Arnold was going to be in the ER in a couple of days. She tells me this last night. And of course I teased her And I said, oh, this is the lady that never hears from God, right? And she giggled. And I confronted her because, again, she needs to be confronted with truth. You are hearing. She says, well, I knew. I don't know how I knew. I said, well, that's the Lord. It's not complicated. But what I know, when I first started hearing from the Lord, do this. I'm just getting a flashback, which I think will make you laugh a little bit. I'm with my wife at the Boston Furniture Show, which we went to. I'm now filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm praying in other tongues. So I've given the store to the Lord. I've given everything I own to Him. So we're walking around, and we had several of our dealers, you know, that would show all their new items, and they were all displayed in a huge auditorium. And so I see a particular couch, and I said, Irene, I don't know why, but I think we're supposed to order one of these. What do you think? I want to include her, because, you know, she was separated from me for many years. 10 years she didn't walk into the building. So she says to me, I don't know. So, well, I really believe we're supposed to get three of these. Three, she says? Yep. So I talked to the salesman. I said, do I get a better buy if I buy three? So, sure enough, he says, sure, I'll give you a special kit. And of course, I knew the salesman. I mean, you know, he came to visit quite often, 4 or 5 times a year, whatever. So we ordered three of the same sofa, three different fabrics. Okay. This is a contemporary sofa, 93 inches roughly. Very well made, made right here in Athol. And I knew the family, etc. So anyway, a few weeks go by, 6, 7 weeks, we get the first one comes in. You won't believe, it's got a colonial pattern. I mean, real colonial. It's like, it doesn't fit the contemporary sofa at all. It is ugly. I mean, super ugly. And it says, I can't believe you ordered this. I said, well, wait a minute. I'll go look my packing slip, you know, my copy of my order. And sure enough, I look at the fabric number, and it's the wrong number. It's a missing a digit. I said, well, the Lord's going to use it for His glory. She says, oh, I'm sick of that. She says, this is an ugly duckling. Nobody's going to want to buy this. So I pick up the phone and I call the owner of the factory and I said, this is what I just got in. Somebody made a mistake. I mean, yes, the colonial pattern on it's you know, loose pillow back. Each pattern is very well designed. I mean, it's centered to each cushion. It's well done, but it's ugly. It doesn't match the contemporary set. So he says, well, Kim, he says, what can I tell you? It's already made. He says, we don't want to pick it back up. He says, I'll give you X amount of money off. And he said, put a tag on it, special. And he says, see what happens. So I said to Irene, I'm not putting it out on the floor because it is such an ugly duckling. I'm going to leave it right here next to the door. I put special sale. I think it was like something like $200 off. It did not sit in the living room. It didn't sit on the floor for more than 2 days. Somebody walked in. Oh, I've been waiting for this. So Irene said, this is the happiest moment. She says, see those people pay cash and leave with something ugly that we can't stand, and it's their gift from heaven. What can I say? See, reasoning, what does it do? God takes a mistake, makes you laugh, makes something happen that you made money on. It was a quick sale, didn't sit for months, and it was an ugly thing, in our opinion, but it was her dream. And she called her husband and said, you know, quickly. I just found what I wanted. So it went out the door. Verse 21. The person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me. See, I have been commanded to buy three of. Did it make sense? No. But God knew. Whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him, and will show, reveal myself, and manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him, and make myself real to him. See, out of that crazy experience, he became real to me, that he could handle whatever mistakes were made. Whatever ugly couch showed up, it wasn't a problem for the Lord. It was a plan to show me the ability of God versus the ability of man. And the taste of one person being totally different, being blessed with something that we would call, I would never buy that. Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself and make yourself real to us and not to the world? Jesus answered, if a person really loves me, he will keep my word. Obey my teaching, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home or our abode, special dwelling place with him or in him. I add in him because that awareness that he's within us is still in process for many. I believe we are part-time believers in that area, and we need to be full-time believers. 24. Anyone who does not really love me does not observe and obey my teaching, and the teaching which you hear and heed is not mine, but comes from the Father who sent me. I have told you these things while I am still with you. But the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. Is that still true? Mm-hmm. There are times that I've lost a piece of the puzzle. And that happened this morning. I can think of the person's first name and the last name is a total blank. I'm just unable to bring it back. And I'm being requested to give the last name. And I can't. So I said, well, if you hold on a minute, I believe that, it'll come in a minute. And sure enough. Okay. But when you get one of those blanks that happens when you least expect it, everybody gives it a jokey name. It's not a jokey thing, because you feel bad because you can't think of the person's name. And I believe that when that happens, it's to test and see if we will be patient. See, you can be patient with everyone else. You should be able to be patient with yourself. There's going to be challenges on every level, spirit, soul, and body. And those tests are designed for you to trust in him more, be patient with yourself as well as him, because again, he'll remember, he will bring it back to you. He will teach you all things and he will cause you to recall. That was claimed this morning. Help me, Lord. I can't think of the person's last name. I'm a blank. What do you do with that? You can panic. Not going to help. Not going to solve anything if you're panicked. But it will be brought back to you. And he will remind you. Bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. See, that fits in for those who are been told that, oh my God, I'm getting older and I forget stuff. Is it really true? Or do you have an ability to rely on the Holy Spirit?
That's the difference.
Big difference. Your dependency on him is something that is pleasing to him. 27. Peace I leave with you, my own peace, I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. This part is very important. It's a direction. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. This part in the Amplified is really sweet. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated. Stop yourself to be agitated. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. That verse is so loaded that it would take a good half a day to really dissect it. I presume that one of my sisters is an expert at that. She might take it on. You heard me tell you I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you really love me, you would have been glad, because I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater and mightier than I am. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does take place, you may believe and have faith in and rely on me. Did they bring it back? Were they able to remember that when he was killed? They went blank. They went numb. They went into unbelief. Everything that he had told them was now washed away from their minds. Why? Even after 3.5 years of walking with the Lord, you see every one of them except for John. John is the only one, I believe, that had an ability to keep on holding because of the love flow between the two of them. I do believe the others were now fully aware that they had believed a liar. When the rug is pulled out from under you and you question your sanity, that's a test you don't want to go into. But it does come. And when it does come, you need to be able to defend yourself by the Spirit within you. If you don't defend with yourself inside by your Spirit, you will shatter. And, you know, you don't want anybody to pick you up in pieces. But you have your defense. When you don't know how to pray, pray in the Holy Ghost. How many times with that program last night, that the reminder, pray in the Spirit, you could feel, if you were sensitive, you could feel the downflow and you could feel the energy leaving. And then all of a sudden, they would all get back in and they would come back to life. Every one of us saw that happen here on that Sunday morning with our young man. When the pressure got real hard, you saw the anointing come higher and higher, correct? You saw it, you could feel it. And as it was being carried on, you saw the anointing break the yoke. Same thing happens when you respond in your inner man. And you don't have the, let's say, visible results visible to you, but you can sense it. You can discern it. And that's so important. Again, 29, and now I have told you this before it occurs, Now, did they have a clue about what he was talking about? I don't think so. I think they were like words coming in, and it was just not recording. So that when it does take place, you may believe and have faith in and rely on me. Well, when he died, and they had to put him in the ground, I think their dreams were just shattered. And when something is taken from you, and your expectations are, all your life you believe something, and all of a sudden, whoops, the rug is pulled out, you have nothing left to stand on, you're just like a child saying, I feel completely naked, I don't know what to do. You have the ability to go back into intercession, asking the Lord to bring back what you need to remember and what's important to you. Verse 30, I will not talk with you much more. For the prince, look at what this word says here, so that you'll understand there is to be respect. This is Jesus speaking now. The prince, the evil genius ruler. I don't think those words are there for making you and me happy. But the evil genius ruler is ruling the world. He's ruling Wall Street. He's ruling downtown New York and many other areas of our nation. And I heard last night, one of the comments was, the swamp is a lot deeper than we've ever perceived. And I remember speaking to someone about that subject, and I said, I believe the swamp is loaded with cesspools that are deeper than most people could conceive, and quicksand underneath. It'll suck people right in. And once they're in, they can't come out. There are some that are probably on the lightweight side of that experience, and they're just going along because they've been blackmailed. And they, I believe, will be able to repent and come back to the Lord. But many won't be able to. They'll be sucked in and disappear. Again, the prince, the evil genius, or ruler of the world is coming. And he has no claim on me. I pray that will be able to be spoken by all of us someday. He has nothing in common with me. There is nothing in me that belongs to him. Those are those thrones of your soul. Those are the thrones of your soul. Things that he can hold on to and manipulate you with, torment you with, push your buttons with, and make you miserable. And that includes health conditions, mental conditions. You say, oh, wait a minute, you're picking on me. No, I'm not picking on you. I'm trying to identify so that your battle is not against flesh and blood. You're not going to be angry at yourself. You're not going to be angry at your brother, sister, mother, father, whatever. They did the best they could with what they knew. But you're the generation that knows more. And the more you know, the more we're accountable for. You cannot put a blame on a child that doesn't know what he's doing. But when he becomes an adult and he does the same thing, you're going to treat him or her differently. And God does the same thing with us. He expects more from those that he's downloaded himself into at different levels. And those expectations, he'll give you the grace to carry it out. And he wants you to cry out for grace. He wants you to say, I can't do this, God. This is way too big for me. The minute you say it's too big for me, that's humility. The minute you say I can do this on my own, what are you doing? Your arrogance is going to show up. And your arrogance is going to have him turn against you. Okay? So, when you're arrogant and you're angry and you're bitter about something within, you need to deal with it. And you need to humble yourself and you need to say, Remember one of his comments about when Jesus was speaking to him? He asked him, what do I tell the people about what's going on? And he responded, if my people, who I call by my name, humble themselves, the arrogance is never going to get you anywhere. If you've got attitude, he's going to be able to see it. And that's why we can talk about it, because you see, all of us have that accountability to say, God, this is way too big for me. And it can be spoken. And you can speak to yourself. You know, I tease you about, you know, looking in the mirror in the morning and saying how gorgeous you are. But you can also say, hey, I did an ugly thing today before you go to bed tonight. I did something I shouldn't have done. Help me to repent. Because I don't see myself while I'm at it. And all of a sudden, I made a big mistake. Whatever that mistake may be, I don't want it to harm me while I'm sleeping.
Amen.
All right?
Yes.
You see, oh, I had a restless night. I couldn't sleep. Why? You're not at peace. Remember your day the other day? You said, I can't sleep because the peace wasn't there until you made a decision. That is the best teacher. When you say, okay, I can't do this. I don't have peace in my heart. I need to run back to the Lord. And not be afraid, because he'll never reject you. There is nothing in me that belongs to him. He has no power over me. That is the prayer for the church that I want tonight. But Satan is coming, and I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know, be convinced, notice it's the world, may know that the United States of America belongs to Jesus Christ, and be convinced that the Father loves each and every one of us. I do only what the Father has instructed me to do. That is awesome. I act in full agreement with his orders. Rise and let us go away from here. That's what we're going to do right now. We're going to rise. And we're going to gather in the middle. And we're going to run to him, because he's the only reason we're here. We're here for each other to a degree. We're also here to see his hand in this region bring life instead of death. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.